Hi guys, welcome to episode 30-something else of Color and Emotion. I just recorded an episode about some new music that I have coming out. I wrote a song on Good Friday that I decided to go ahead and release on Passover weekend. It's called Myrrh and Aloe. Hopefully it will be able to be released that time frame and it will be on all streaming platforms. I also have other music coming out after that. I don't know if I'm going to go announce it. I think I'm not going to right now. So we'll come back to that later. But this episode, I wanted to chat about spring things. So the other day, I was traipsing to the grocery store in my neighborhood. And I saw something. I think I saw like a flagpole. And it reminded me of how we used to pray around the flagpole when I was in elementary school. And I was thinking about, like, we had this thing called the Spring Fling, and it was, like, this, like, festival, and it was, like, super fun. And I grew up in the country, and so some parents had, like, this farm equipment, and they would put, like, bales of hay on this, like, farm equipment and give, like, hay rides to all the kids, and you could just smell the diesel in the air, and it was glorious, and I loved it. And I was also thinking about how, like, we used to go to the park, I mean, the playground on the elementary school campus and, like, fly kites in March, which was, like, one of my favorite memories. And I remember when, like, the dads got together and installed this, like, the swing set on the playground at school. And so it was just a very different way of experiencing childhood and experiencing public school in America. And I'm just so grateful that that was my experience. And I really was just kind of reflecting on, like, wow, like, we used to pray around the flagpole. Like, wow, you know? But I was also thinking about spring in general, because it was spring that day, spring still. But it was, like, one of the first days where it was, like, spring is here, praise God. And I was thinking about something else that happened recently, which was that I participated in, like, this online retreat from Unhurried Living, which is, like, a ministry that has really, like, blessed me in the past couple of years, because it has helped me so much in my relationship with God and also in my relationship with time and, like, recalibrating the way that I think of and experience time and, like, positioning God rightly regardless of time. And I've shared a lot about that. I have, what, 32, 33 other episodes on the podcast that all kind of touch on this in a way, because the heart behind this podcast is longevity and endurance in our walk with God. And endurance by nature indicates a span of time, right? And, like, having to deal with things that are less than enjoyable, because nobody thinks about enduring things that are enjoyable, right? Pleasant things, endurance is not really the word that you would associate with that. So anyway, I was thinking about spring. And because the seminar that I was with, or, like, I think they called it, like, an online retreat, it was about seasons and transitions. And so there was part of this thing where they were, the woman that was leading it's named Jim, and she shared a little bit, and she had, like, a PowerPoint to kind of help guide our thoughts in the conversation. And then we were also kind of, like, communicating, like, how we experience different things in different seasons. And one of the questions that she asked was, like, what do you associate with, like, these different seasons? Well, in answering that question to myself, I realized that there are some things where, like, I feel like you're supposed to only have a positive response to, but that's not, like, reality. And so, like, what I realized about me with spring is that I have a hard time with it, or I have in the past, because of, like, cycles of deferred hopes, of, like, hard things happening. So, like, what I shared in the group and what I've shared on the podcast before is, like, my mom passed away my senior year of college in September, and my graduation was on Mother's Day, and I was like, can't do it. So rather than go to graduation, I just, like, laid in bed and mourned and grieved, and that worked for me. But I also, in addition to, was mourning my mom's death, and, like, I mean, it kind of, it's, like, so sad, right? Like, that she died, obviously, but then also for, like, graduation to be on Mother's Day, and, like, my family was just imploding, and, like, all my friends were getting married except for me. I had no idea where I was gonna go, even. Like, I had nowhere to go. I had to move out of student housing, and I had no plan. And so I was just, like, I remember I was, like, curled up in, well, this was different. There was multiple times that this happened, but one of the songs that I, like, listened to so much in that season was Hello World by Lady Antebellum. And the line that just like really felt like it understood was where he says, "Sometimes I feel cold as steel and broken like I'm never going to heal." And I knew that like God has a plan, God's faithful, and he's going to surprise me with how this all turns out together for my good, even in like a couple weeks when I literally have to be out of student housing and I have nowhere to go. But still that line, because that's how I felt, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yes, I know this is true, but like, bruh, it's rough, you know? So anyway, where was I going with any of this? Oh, spring. So like every spring, and even before like my mom passed away, spring was still kind of challenging because like it was a time at the school that I went to where, again, everybody's either getting engaged or they have like some epic internship or like, you know, these like great summer plans. And it always felt like my thing was never like the cool thing or like it wasn't what I wanted, except for the time that I did get to go to Winnipeg over the summer. So that was awesome. But that contributed to me having a difficult time with spring. But then I was also realizing like, just like, dang, tellurianally. I was going to say terrestrially because of like of the earth, but then I was like, no, I learned a new word that means of the earth and it's like tellurian, but then I needed it to be like an adverb. So that didn't really work. Anyway, just like in the reality lived experience of like spring on earth, it's a really messy and awkward season because like it'll be like raining, but like warm, or it'll be like really cold in the morning and like hot in the afternoon. So it's like, how do I even dress for this? Or like, again, like rain is like super messy and like my apartment, they claim to have fixed a leak that keeps happening. Hopefully they actually get it together. So it's just like a season that can be really messy because transitions can be messy and awkward. And again, like this whole, like, cause I remember when I was in elementary school, well, middle school more so, like you had to go because where I went to school, well, by the time I was in middle school, I lived in a different part of the state. But it was still basically like the same sort of like school culture that I had in elementary school. Anyway, school started earlier for the older kids than it did for the younger kids. And so you'd have to be at the bus stop, like dark 30 and be cold, or wear a big coat that you have to like lug around in the afternoon. And I just remember like, I feel like this is one of those universal millennial things that we all bond about over the internet, about like just standing in the cold with no jacket, just on business, as they say, on principle. Because you don't want to lug around a hot jacket while like when it gets warm in the afternoon. But anyway, so that I was at this thing and we were talking about seasons and talking about spring. And I was realizing that I have had a hard time with it because I felt out of season in spring for so many years. And like the thing about like your friends getting married before you and having kids before you is like at some point it's just over. Like, do you know what I mean? Not the friendship itself necessarily. Like, hopefully you can still enjoy each other and be friends, even though your lives are in a different trajectory at that point. But what I'm saying is like, you're never going to catch up, right? Because, well, for one thing, my mom is still like, she passed away. And until Jesus comes back, like that's the reality of it, right? And then the other thing is, okay, my friends got married and had kids. Now their kids are 10 and I'm still not married. I don't have kids. So like, there's never this sort of like being in the same season ever again, which is fine, but there is a sadness to that, depending on who you are and how you're put together. For me, it was kind of like a bummer. But then I was thinking about, well, what would make me feel out of season, right? Partially could be if I don't know what kind of plant I am, because different plants thrive in different environments and they bloom in different seasons. Even in the spring, not every tree that is a spring blooming tree is gonna bloom in the same moment. Like I've gone on walks before a couple of days and they'll be like, oh, this tree still has no buds. This one is like in full bloom. And then you go out the next day and like now that one is in full bloom. And like you can be the same kind of tree and bear the same kind of fruit or bud and still not bloom visually in the same exact time frame. So I feel like that was something for me to kind of like really internalize and get past like comparison. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing that I was thinking was, oh yeah, if you don't know what kind of plant or vegetation you are, then it would be easy to feel out of season. But then I was like, what I told the women at this thing was like, when, because we had like time to go spend with the Lord and then come back and like share if we wanted to, kind of what had come to us in our solitude time with the Lord. And I was like, I realized like maybe I've always wanted to be like this cool like palm tree or like tropical hibiscus flower that's like really pretty and beautiful and like, you know, but what if I'm a potato, right? And everything happens underground, not very appealing to the eyes, but it's full of nutrients to get you through hard times, to get you through the winter. And I feel like, again, this whole podcast, this like ministry has become is like about endurance and enduring hard things. And there's no substitute for developing endurance other than living through things that you don't want to be living through for extended amounts of time. Like that's how you develop endurance. But the beauty and the promise in that is if you let patience have its perfect work, it will work and you will develop and you will endure and you will be lacking nothing. Because what one of the pastors that I found really helpful has said is like, you only have as much faith as you have patience. When you run out of patience, you have come to the end of your faith, right? And that's not like a condemnation or anything. It's like, okay, now you can decide to continue to exercise faith and develop more patience and develop more endurance. And we are going to need it. We just are. So I hope that that's helpful to you guys. But yeah, so I was thinking like, okay, maybe I'm a potato because I have lots of nutrients to help people get through the winter or whatever. But then I was thinking, okay, maybe I'm a potato, but I could still be a palm tree because palm trees take like 4 to 5 years to actually get to the stature and maturation where they produce dates, which are really yummy and still get people through hard times. Like dates are packed with nutrients and I think they have like a lot of fiber. And so it really satiates hunger. Yeah. Thumbs up. I'm getting used to that now. I think it has like a lot of fiber and like, it's another thing that people eat when they have to go long stretches of time without like ready food or like seasons of not having as much available produce, if you will. So the other thing was that I read on the internet was that even when palm trees start to produce dates, it can take up to 10 years for them to have like a true commercial harvest of dates. So then I was like, okay, like I actually feel better about that. Like, sure, it would be fine to be a potato because again, the Lord places us in the body as he sees fit. Amen. And to like kind of lift that analogy and put it into this one, like he determines what kind of plant you are and what your seasons are. And there's only so much that we can do about our seasons. And I think I still don't really, really believe that. So I'm still having to like, cause like even when the woman was leading the seminar and she was saying that, I was like, but maybe if I do all the right things, like, you know what I mean? There's still a part of me that wants to control the season that I'm in and control what happens to me and whatever. And it's like, no, what my choice is how I'm going to live through it and how I'm going to see God, how I'm going to choose to delight in God when I don't feel however I want to be feeling. But anyway, so I was like, maybe like I do get to be a palm tree and I do get to have dates, which is funny because it's like a pun or like a double entendre for like being single. Like maybe I can finally have dates. So it cracked me up. Anyways. But yeah, so then the other thing was that it reminded me of like one of my favorite passages, which is Psalm 92, which talks about how, well, actually, I guess I could just read it because I have my handy dandy Bible right here. This is the New Living Translation, so we'll see what they say. Psalm 92. Yes, verse 12. But the godly will flourish like palm trees, amen, and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon, for they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, the Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him. So I just love that of like the longevity and endurance of a palm tree and a cedar tree and how like the environment, like they flourish in God's house, in God's courts. So like the environment that you're in determines what you grow, how you grow. And God's promise is that the people who plant themselves in him flourish long term and they produce fruit. And so that was really encouraging to me. And since I am wearing my exclusive merch sweatshirt, I actually wrote a song from that verse. If you want to go listen to it, it is on my new album called At Dusk. The name of the song is Be Brave. It's track number 2. And it's honestly like one of my favorites. I mean, I love all of them. That one turned out really well, I think, because I self-produced, for those of you who don't know, for the first time. And you probably could tell, and I'm okay with that. But I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope that you got something out of this episode, and I'll be back to chat to you soon. Okay, bye!